God created us as social beings, people that need relationships, people that need one another, that thrive together. You probably heard the phrase, no man is an island. That's all the more evident when we suffer. You know, when you're going through a tough time and a trying time, it just sort of amplifies your need for other people. One of the best outlets for that is a church, a fellowship of believers who can benefit from one another, who can help one another. Be thankful for the encouragement and the support and the love that you have from your brothers and sisters in Christ. Value it. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. It's not going to get easier to be a Christian. It's going to continually get tougher, even in our great country. We've seen that the last 5, 10, 15 years, how things have changed so quickly. We need to be concerned for the lives of other people, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to be willing to make sacrifices to help strengthen their faith when they're down and when they're hurting. When someone faces a trial, it actually gives you an opportunity to help them. It gives you a chance to show them they're not alone, to love them, to teach them, to help them. Especially when people suffer for their faith, they need that even more. Satan would love to use sufferings to tempt people to fall away, but let's allow God to use us to strengthen and encourage people who are suffering, because people matter most.